Well, we have watched Matthew Stafford in that situation for 4 years, and I have never heard him use that tone and be as short as he was today. He did shoulder the blame. He did say he needs to play better, and he said it very succinctly, very shortly, in a very curt manner. And obviously, he didn't make reference specifically to the pass interference penalty on Titus Young there when they were trying to make it 24-14, but he was clearly alluding to the fact that for whatever reason we weren't able to convert
I think his tone and his curtness with his answers is more that he knows he's screwed up. When you feel you played well, what he's going to do is going to give you real political answers about, you know, hey, you know, this guy did well and this guy did well. When maybe they didn't, he's going to cover for them. He's not the type of guy that's going to try to cover for himself.
Right.
So he's just going to take his medicine and go. Remember that really bad medicine? He took
Sure.
Just get it done.
Swap.
Yeah. So I think that's I think it's admirable. He's going to get in there. He's going to take the questions. He's going to get in, get out, and he's going to start getting ready for next week.
Yeah, you know, he did take a little bit of offense to somebody calling the offense in disarray. It was, as he alluded to, you know, second ranked. But today, it seemed, if anything, he might have been a little bit in disarray, just off target throughout the day.
He was not sharp. And he'll be the first one to tell you, I guarantee, when he sits down with his friends and guys on the team and they talk, he'll say, I didn't play well. But it's going to happen. But it just stands out so much when your quarterback's the one that does not play well.
All right, that's a wrap. Lions lose it 24-20 today, a short turnaround. The Houston Texans are in town this Thursday. For those of you here in Detroit, please join us tonight at 11:30 on the Sports Update. Nate Burleson will be in studio with me. We're going to break down a couple of plays. Meanwhile, our show on Thursday morning starts at 10 o'clock. We'll be live from the atrium inside Gate A. It's going to be the Lions and the Texans on Thanksgiving Day, Kid Rock at halftime, and hopefully they turn it around and get a win for the fans on the holiday. Thanks for joining us. Have a great night. See you later.